summer's winding down, and there's still time to kick off a few titles from that reading list that just seems to get longer and longer. Or perhaps you're one of those who don't have a list but love getting lost in a book. To help our readers discover new titles to add to their reading list, The Conversation's Jillian Tseng sat down with longtime HPR volunteer and WANA librarian Cheryl Lynch to talk about their favorite subject, books.
Hey, Cheryl. Welcome to The Conversation.
Thanks, Lillian. It's fun to be here.
Well, let's start off with, what makes you pick up a book?
They say don't judge a book by its cover, but I absolutely judge a book by its cover. So if it looks good, or I know the author, the title is really important because it intrigues you. And if it intrigues you, if you like the artwork on the cover, if you don't, you won't look at it, you know? So publishers spend a lot of money and effort on the cover, so it does matter.
You're purchasing titles for your branch library, aren't you?
Yes.
What goes into that?
Well, we get a central list. So the selectors, they do a lot of homework and put books on the list. There's always the popular authors, because the library system has hot picks. So they'll buy a lot of the popular titles. So I don't have to do that, which is really nice. You look and see what Oprah suggests. You look and see, you know, what your patrons are asking for. We get a lot of good suggestions from patrons. Mm. And, you know, there's a lot of resources, like both online and, you know, magazine reviews and all kinds.
Mm. Sounds like inspiration is there all around. You just never know when a title will come to you.
Yeah. Mm. But I was thinking about why I like to read. I think it's because it's such an individual experience. You get to pick who you visit. You get to pick what subject. You get to pick everything. But there is community in reading, too. You know, whether it's a book club or you're talking to the person next to you about what they're reading, or I come and see you, first thing we talk about is, what are we reading? There's a lot of community in reading, so it's got such a broad way to approach it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned book club.
Mm-hmm.
How many are you in?
Right now, just two. Our library has one, and I have a personal book club that's composed of some friends, and they come and go, and we're pretty loosey-goosey, you know. But the thing about reading in book club is it often puts you in a place to read something you would never read. Like, I'm a kind of a dedicated fiction reader, but we read the nonfiction book, The Soul of an Octopus. The author falls in love with some octopus at the aquarium, I think, in Boston. Mm. And it was charming, plus full of facts. And the other people that were working at the aquarium, you get to meet all them, too. And they were really odd, quirky, interesting bunch of people. And everybody in book club was mesmerized by it. And none of us would have read it. And we all really appreciated it. We all kind of changed our diet, too. None of us will eat taco anymore.
So the beauty of books is really they are able to take you outside of where we are.
Yeah.
Get to visit and learn so much new things. Mm-hmm. Is it hard to start a book club?
No, actually, it's pretty easy. You just have to make some basic decisions when you start, some parameters, like how you're going to discuss it, you know, is it going to be round robin, how you're going to pick the books, and making it, what is the word, making it equitable so everybody gets to have some input. Mm-hmm. And you might not like the book the person picked, but you kind of feel an obligation to read it so that you can see what they saw in it and contribute to the conversation. The conversation about it at book club is really fun.
Hmm. It's like book club allows you to take reading to another level and engage with other readers. There are just so many books. What is your favorite genre of, I guess, fiction? What are you reading?
I have decided that I'm now interested in mysteries. So the story is a mystery because you don't know where it's going.
So as you've been exploring the mystery genre, any discoveries or what's under the radar? Who do you think is a really great writer, great title that people should know more about?
Well, I have started reading Inspector Sean Duffy, Adrian McKinty's series about the only Catholic detective on the Northern Ireland police force. And they're set during the Troubles in Ireland. So those are great. I do have a crush on him. Oh, and my other favorite is Colin Cottrell's series about Siri Pyboon. It's a national coroner of Laos in the 70s. And he's a communist, but only because he needs to be. That's a great series. You learn a lot about the Laotian people. And the first book in that series is The Coroner's Lunch.
Well, how about locally? Any local authors you would recommend?
Oh, my. Speaking of mystery, the Victoria Newbles series, Murder Leaves Its Mark and Murder Casts a Shadow, those are set in Hawaii in the 20s. And the two main characters are Nina Beckworth. She has a twin. And another character who's a part Samoan playwright, and they solve mysteries together. It's a romance. You learn a lot of Hawaiian history. And let's see what other local ones I really like. Oh, of course, Lee Cataluna. We love her. 3 years on Doreen's Sofa. That is really a unique book. Maybe not for everybody, but we...
Worth a try.
Oh, we read that in book club, and that was also a really good discussion because there was so many different opinions about it. And then she came to our book club and talked to us. Oh, my.
That's
Everybody
exciting.
Loved that. Yeah, it was very, we had a huge turnout. So that was really fun. Yeah.
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
I definitely have a lot of new reads added to my list. But before you go, any final thoughts?
No, just if you don't like something that you're reading, there's so many things out there. Give it a little try. Maybe give it 50 pages. And if I don't want to keep going, go back to the library and get something else, or two or three.
That was public librarian Cheryl Lynch speaking with the Conversation's Lillian Song. Cheryl's been helping patrons for the past 18 years, and you can look for the titles mentioned through the Libraries Hawaii app at libraries.hawaii.org. You can also learn more about the ongoing book clubs held throughout the state. And do you have a favorite author or series? In 60 seconds or less, tell us what's at the top of your reading list. Call our talkback line at 792-8217 or email us at talkback@hawaiipublicradio.org.